Annoy people on the quiet car and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
BT and Sal back on the fan. We're going to finish up strong here on the phones. I want to get them all in if we can. Real quick, BT. I watched that Pete Rose documentary on HBO. It's a four-part series. You know, each episode's about an hour. I was fascinated by it. I loved going back in the history of it. You know, the Pete starting his career, homegrown kid, Cincinnati, leaving to go to Philadelphia. But the bottom line is, and people want to know, you know, or people have their opinion, should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? Should he be banned from baseball for life? I will say I do, and I did notice you have a little cameo in the fourth episode there. It was funny, you and Tiki were in there, which was pretty cool. I love Pete Rose, the player. Matter of fact, I went to Cincinnati, my first trip there. I took my wife, one of her first trips after we got, it might have been before we got married. Went to Cincinnati. I wanted to see that ballpark. I went on Pete Rose Day where they unveiled the statue of him.
Sliding.
Yes.
How did you like the stadium, by the way? It looks pretty good.
I heard it's pretty good. Bandbox, but very nice. I thought it was really cool. I love the town, like a baseball town.
Yeah, Cincy's cool.
Yeah, so it was nice. But Pete Rose there, the statue, whatever. So I'm into Pete Rose. I just have been as a kid, historically, whatever it may be. I do believe Pete Rose should be banned for life from baseball. I don't think you could ever justify betting on the games.
Mm-hmm.
I also think Pete Rose has lacked human decency and accountability and it just has not learned in 40 years since his, you know, since his suspension.
Yeah.
Never took accountability. All right, lying is one thing, but when you then admit it, just admit it and show some remorse. He's not remorseful. He doesn't think he did anything wrong. And there was even some worse stuff about it. So I believe he should be banned for life from baseball. However, I'd like to see his name on the ballot. Rob Manfred even said it.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame should be separate. Put him on the ballot and see if writers would vote him in and leave it up to them.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. I think Pete's a jerk. I really do. I think he is a selfish, conniving, hustling, lying jerk.
Unaware. Like, he thinks...
Everything.
Did you feel that before this?
I've interviewed Pete.
Okay.
I've actually personally multiple times.
And was he a jerk then or no?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't just say that if I didn't have some sort of experience.
He's Pete Rose. Yeah. He's Pete Rose, and he's let the public support and the fans that love him and worship the ground that he walks on, he's let that get to his head and thinks that he's above everything else.
I think that's a good way to frame it. You know, and the thing is, too, in the documentary, you know, multiple times he was given at least a roadmap to maybe saving himself, and he just can't help himself. And, you know, the comments about the, and there's other stuff with Pete, not just the gambling stuff.
The alleged
illicit affairs with underage girls. Right. Like, you're talking about some stuff that is just unforgivable.
And his answer is, well, it's 55 years ago,
babe.
Yeah.
That was the quote to a young, female reporter in Philly when he went back to be a part of that 80 World Series team. Are you kidding me?
And then how
55 years ago,
so,
babe.
So not only does
so
he say that.
So it doesn't matter what I did 55 years ago, if I raped somebody or if I had it doesn't matter?
Right.
Hey, what is wrong with you? How callous and obtuse are you?
How stupid
can you
be?
He's a jerk, Pete Rose.
And then his PR guy brought the woman back in to basically say, like, hey, Pete, apologize. He couldn't even do that.
I know.
He couldn't even do that. He goes, oh, what do you want? Okay, if I give you 100 balls, sign balls.
I know.
Okay. He's helpless, dude.
Yeah, he is.
People have tried to help him. Fans do love him. And what he did on the baseball field cannot be disputed. He's one of the great baseball players of all time. By the way, how about the Joe Morgan stuff? He was best friends with Joe Morgan.
Yeah,
Joe Morgan passes away.
Yeah.
And he
didn't show up.
Like, watch Joe Morgan vouch for you.
Yeah.
He's just a bad guy.
It's funny, and they even said this in I forget which episode, but the parallels between Pete and Ty Cobb are really more closely connected than you would think. Like, Ty Cobb was disliked by a lot of people, and so is Pete Rose. And there they are, 1-2 in the all-time hit list. I just think that Pete is, you know, I know his dad was very competitive, and, you know, who you are is a direct connection to how you were brought up. And some people were brought up by alcoholics or child molesters and, you know, just reprehensible things that really do shape you. And, like, you know, Joe Torre, we were at Joe Torre's outing, and Joe Torre, years of therapy, and Joe has not allowed that to change, to alter his, like, make him a dark person. If anything, it's enlightened him, and he's done so much good for so many people. I don't know exactly what it was like in Pete's home, but there are a lot of people who were able to rise above some really unfortunate circumstances, if that's applicable to him, that doesn't give you a license to go around and act like a jerk for the rest of your life. Like, he just shows no remorse, no awareness.
Oh, my God.
And really, when I was around him, it was a turnoff, man. It was. I couldn't wait to interview him. I was young.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait to do it. And all he wanted to do was, this was before he came on the air, I'll take it behind the curtain for a second. Yeah. All he cared about was games that he bet. It was game one of the Subway Series. All right, Yankees, Mets.
In 2000, the World Series?
I'm working in Las Vegas, and I'm doing my old show. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting going in the business. I'm at the Mandalay Bay in the sports book, which was awesome at that age. I mean, it was the middle of God almighty. And I see Pete, and I'm like, hey, my producer, go get Pete on the phone, blah, blah, blah. And his people came over, and they're like, and they said, listen, nothing about gambling. I said, I promise. Right. I promise. I said, we've been down this road. I said, he's Pete. I want to talk baseball. Right. It's the World Series. Right. I promise you, I will respect that. I will not take his knees out. You have my word. So he's like, okay. They trusted me, and I wasn't going to go against that trust, and I stood by it. But he comes in to the studio in the sports book, and he actually opened up. He asked me 10 games, like, because it's still college football season, World Series game one. He goes, what did TCU do today? What did San Diego State?
On the air?
This is off the air.
Okay, off the air, yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. And at first, like, you know, I'm young. I'm in the presence of Pete
Rose, yeah.
And by the fifth one, I'm like, look it up. I actually gave him my computer. I'm like, here you go. Like, and then, trust me, a true story. And then, like, when the interview started, we just talked baseball. And it was an honor to talk to him. And he, like, snapped in, and he was Pete Rose, and he talked baseball. But, like, he is an abrasive guy who is a jerk a lot.
You think
that's just the end of the day.
Quickly, before we get to the calls, yes or no, Hall of Fame? Should he be in the Hall of Fame?
I would be okay with him getting in, but it's never going to happen while he's alive.
That's even worse.